from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Football. Jim Harbaugh's been hit with a 4-year show cause by the NCAA. The whole, if you do not cooperate, the NCAA will hammer you. Well, Jim Harbaugh's finding that out. He has been hit with a 4-year show cause that includes a 1-season suspension for his recruiting violations during COVID. Where, remember when he said it was just a hamburger, you know, downplaying that whole thing? When you do not comply with the NCAA, they will absolutely hammer you for whatever they can find on you, right? So if you want to think that this is just because of the recruiting violations, I would have to say it also has to do with what we talked about yesterday with the notice of allegations, where he faces level one infractions for not cooperating whatsoever with the Connor Stallion spying
situation. He said, no, I'm good.
And he said, I will, when you stumble, you apologize. I will not apologize. Yeah. And so he's not going to apologize for the Connor Stallions thing, because that's not what this show cause is for.
Oh.
This one.
What is this one for, Dusty?
Is for violating recruiting and inducement rules, engaging in unethical conduct, failure to promote an atmosphere of compliance, and violating the head coach's responsibility obligations, resulting in a 4-year show cause.
And a lot of this came out of the COVID period.
Oh, yeah. Remember, it was, you know, he says that a recruit showed up on campus.
Mm-hmm. This is the whole hamburger thing.
They bought him a hamburger. Yeah. And look, the NCAA, like the old saying was, if the NCAA wants to, they can hit you for a ham sandwich. Now we can say
a hamburger,
because that's exactly what happened in Jim Harbaugh's case. Look, it unpermissible contact during the COVID lockdown, it happened all the time.
Everywhere. Because that's what you had to do.
But again, defiance is what kills you.
Yeah.
And not cooperating is what hammers you. And so it was more than just the hamburger that he said.
Sure. It was text messages.
It was text messages, phone calls, his entire staff just continuing to basically recruit throughout the entire thing. And that does fall on the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
There, make no mistake, the 3 years leading up to him finally taking the Chargers job, remember, he was rumored to be in the hunt for multiple NFL jobs the
Vikings.
2 years prior to taking the Chargers job. They knew that something was going to happen. He had one final run, and one hell of a run it was.
He basically knew that he wasn't going to get hit last year. So,
yeah.
All right, we'll come back and do this again.
Yeah, and what the NCAA said is that the fact that they thumbed their nose at the rules and going through the recruiting process during no contact times and just saying, we know we're not supposed to, but we're still going to do it. That's why he's getting hit with the 4-year show cause. This is unrelated, though, to the spying situation.
Yes, so this is not the Connor Stallions.
There could be more.
But wait, there's more.
And I wonder if you're going to get Harbaugh to be like, oh, well, yeah, you know, we already went with that. He did that was his suspension at the beginning of the season, by the way. Remember last year he was suspended for the first three games of the season? Yeah. First three games and then the final four games of the regular season. And that's when the first three games, remember, he had three different head coaches for those games.
That's right. They cycled through because Harbaugh didn't want to name one.
He went Jesse Minter as defensive coordinator for one, Sharon Moore as offensive coordinator for another, and then I believe it was his dad and special teams coordinator for the third game. Yeah. It didn't matter because they played patsies at the beginning of the year.
Nobody, yeah.
But this is why he was suspended for the first three games last year, and then the Connor Stallions thing was the last four games last year. So Harbaugh missed half the year, or actually just a little bit less because they went 15-0, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so a little bit less than half of the season Harbaugh was suspended for, and they still went perfect and won a national championship. That's good. That's a good little resume to have there. I'm so good.
Titles per games coached that year, pretty good.
I guess that maybe just says about the level of talent at Michigan last year.
Not too shabby.
If you were wondering if Jim Harbaugh will ever go back to college football,
the answer is no.
No.
Not at least until 2029.
Well, no, he'll have to, if he comes back, he'll have to serve the suspension. So that's what you're getting is whatever time he comes back is he'll still face a 1-year suspension for the team that hires him, which is going to be crazy.
Do you hire him as an assistant coach and then have him be
suspend
an analyst?
Him for a year?
Yeah.
Well, who's going to take that job knowing that he's just going to get,
you know.
Yeah, you do it at Michigan.
Yeah.
You just say you're going to be the placeholder and then Harbaugh's going to take over and we promise he'll let you have a job.
Have your job back.
And you get paid a lot of money.
You get head coach pay for a couple years.
Yeah. Actually, that's not a bad gig at all. Huh? You know. Go ahead and give you a little extra on top here before that happens.
Not too shabby.
So he's not even eligible to go back to college till 2028. And then at that point, I believe he'll still be suspended with the way that the 1-year suspension happens. Anybody that hires him, his show cause starts today and goes through August 6th of 2028. And then it requires a school wanting to hire him to suspend him for the first full season. So Harbaugh is not going back to college anyway.
No.
I don't think that is going to be in his cards because when you think of Jim Harbaugh, always has said that he's going to coach football and then he's going to die.
Mm-hmm.
He is 60 years old right now. You assume he'll get, even if it goes sideways in LA,
he'll get another job.
He'll get 4 years there.
Yeah.
Right. With the Chargers. Mm-hmm. So then he'll be 64 years old and then he'll probably just do what his dad does, which is latch on to somebody in his coaching tree and just be around the game until he literally dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as the Monty Kiffin.
Yeah. That would be, okay, say Harbaugh coaches in the NFL till he's 70,
mm-hmm.
10 years in the NFL.
Which isn't unheard of at all.
The NCAA goes away, and the Power Four conferences have their own, Charlie Baker's like, he's recommended it. The president of the NCAA has said the power schools need to operate under their own umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
He could just go and just start coaching again.
Yeah, be like, I'm done.
In the new whatever entity that is ruling the, even if, hell, say this new entity gets going in 2 to 3 years. Harbaugh could just go and retake the Michigan job and not be under the NCAA's ruling anymore.
Yeah, should be done with it.
Damn, this is all of a sudden, Harbaugh's been playing 3D chess. We're all playing checkers, brother.
I just talked about yesterday. He's no dummy.
I'm going to love to hear what Harbaugh has to say about it. And at some point he will be asked.
I mean, he's going to be asked today.
Yeah. I mean, Chargers are going to, they're going to drill him down. And he's going to give a nothing burger of an answer.
It's going to be fantastic.
It will be fantastic because he said yesterday, quite literally, I will not apologize.
Yeah.
There it is.
There's no offense. There's no defense. It's a wee fence.
Yeah.
God, I forgot about that one.
Yeah. That's a good one. He's a quote machine.
He is.
America.
I'll never forget.
I remember I made a little graphic of that. I used Wee Man in a fence.
He was doing dishes, packing big lippers. Like he was taking big old dips during the Pac-12 coaches' calls back in the day. Pac-10 coaches' call. Like, he'd just be mid-question. You hear him go, and then you'd be like, oh, I know what Jim's doing.
He's not having a stroke. He's putting in a lipper.
Every answer after that, you'd hear like a...
Yeah. Perfect.
Dude's a legend.
I love it.
Four-year show cause, and the NCAA is just getting going with Michigan as the notice of allegations for the spy thing is going to be coming down the line.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.